words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you still believe in miracles?
Yes.
Sometimes it does feel as if miracles are things of the distant past. And yet, when I was working as a hospice nurse in San Francisco during the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s, our clients often died within a few weeks or months of diagnosis. For the most part, they were men in their 20s and 30s. Some were even in their late teens. At the height of the epidemic, and San Francisco was certainly ground zero, everything about the disease was catastrophic. We could not imagine effective treatment, and even comfort measures were hard to come by. Now, fast forward to the late 1990s, and my last job working with people with AIDS. I actually began to see clients who were experiencing geriatric problems. It was astonishing. So yes, I believe in miracles. But just what is a miracle? The Oxford Dictionary defines a miracle as a remarkable event or occurrence with supernatural influences. I think miracles also take place in the presence of vision and imagination. In the 1980s, there were physicians and scientists who imagined that medications could be developed that would ease the symptoms of AIDS and eventually block the progression of the disease. Their vision, imagination, and tenacity produce the antiviral medications that make it possible for people with AIDS to live long and productive lives. In today's gospel, the disciples were faced with what seems like an impossible situation. On one hand, thousands of people needing something to eat. And on the other hand, not even sufficient food for a few people. However, by now the disciples have become accustomed to Jesus doing the impossible. They were willing to suspend disbelief and follow the instructions of Jesus. Because after months of following Jesus, observing him, taking it all in, they are starting to be men of imagination and vision. You can say the disciples expected to be surprised by Jesus. I wonder how often we are surprised by Jesus. And how does that surprise look and feel? I think it is those grace-filled moments when suddenly, amidst anxiety and uncertainty, we feel calm and purposeful. It is when, in times of sadness or loneliness, those times are brightened by a phone call or a warm smile. Jesus surprises us by blessing us with confidence and optimism in the most vexing of situations, or by replacing irritation and anger with compassion and empathy. Now, the thing about miracles is recognizing them, and that can be tricky. Someone once said, "I am looking for a blessing that is not in disguise." While fervently praying for behavioral changes in someone I find annoying, I may be pleasantly surprised to realize I am the one changing as I develop patience and tolerance for that individual. Miracles may be as breathtaking as a spectacular sunset or the birth of a child, but they are also stubborn things. They don't arrive when or how or in what form we seek. People we love do not always recover from illness. There are relationships that are not healed, and people we trust hurt and betray us. There is a randomness, unpredictability, and uncertainty to life that can be baffling, disappointing, and hurtful. Sometimes, God seems to be a mere abstraction. That is where faith and trust come in. Believing, having confidence that something good, redeeming, is taking place whatever the situation. Trusting that there is a divine order working in our lives. I think the seeds for the recent Supreme Court decision affirming same-sex marriage were sown during the AIDS epidemic. Because people all over the nation saw the creative, powerful compassion of the gay community. The horrendous suffering of the young men and women and their families and friends somehow made them both ordinary and extraordinary. The AIDS crisis, as terrible as it was, transformed attitudes and perceptions. And that was a miracle. So I invite you over the next few days to think of those times when you have been surprised by Jesus. Perhaps there have even been real miracles in your life. Spend some time meditating on these events. Contemplate how it all looked and felt. Remembering how we have been blessed keeps us in touch with God and helps us to be sensitive to the presence of God in our daily lives. And it heightens our sense of humility and gratitude. I think we all have the ability to be like the disciples, expecting, anticipating, being surprised by Jesus. And what a gift it is to go through each day expecting to be dazzled by Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.